This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. While demand continues to weaken outside of China and Vietnam, cotton planting is at this point nearly finished, and over 30% of the crop is squaring, and we're looking towards USDA's acreage report this week. Just a few market moving signals outside of the markets. Tension between more economic reopening and surging coronavirus cases had stock markets trading both higher and lower over the past week. Sharp drop on Wednesday gave back some of the major indices' recent gains. Thursday's jobless claims seemed to disappoint investors, at least for a little while. So at this point, outlook remains uncertain as geopolitical tensions continue to flare everywhere that you look, but many investors continue to wonder whether they should be betting against the market while monetary and fiscal stimulus is still flowing. Some investors are at least moving towards safety as the yield on U.S. Treasuries edge lower. Export sales demand continues to languish outside of China and Vietnam. Over 102,000 bales of new net sales for the old crop and 94,500 bales going to China. I'm Tony St. James.